This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar says Meghalaya stands as second fastest growing state in India after Tamil Nadu as he delivers his address on the first day of the State Assembly's budget session. Assam Rifles and Directorate of Revenue Intelligence seize approximately 450,000 Yaba tablets valued at around Rs. 45 crore in Tripura. And Class 10 and Class 12 board exams of Central Board of Secondary Education commence from today across the country. The news in detail. The budget session of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly commenced in Shillong yesterday with an address by the Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar. The first day of the budget session also marked the singing of the national song and Meghalaya anthem, along with the national anthem for the first time in the Assembly. The governor in his address outlined the policies, achievements and future programs of the state government and presented an overview of the administration's roadmap for the coming year. The address emphasized the government's commitment to inclusive development, strengthening infrastructure, expanding social welfare initiatives and improving service delivery across sectors and ambitious journey towards Vision 2032, with the goal of tripling Meghalaya's economy. The governor said Meghalaya today stands as the second fastest growing state in India after Tamil Nadu, recording an impressive 9.66% real GSDP growth in the financial year 2024-25. Among other sectors, the governor stated tourism has emerged as a key sector for livelihood generation, with tourist footfall increasing by nearly 60% since 2022. Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya yesterday said that the government has been working towards inclusive, responsible and region-balanced development, emphasizing that progress is not measured only by intent, but also by consistent action and delivery on the ground. Addressing the Assam Legislative Assembly on the first day of the vote-on-account budget session, the governor said the government has been taking action against illegal foreigners, drugs, encroachment and corruption, and has been accelerating development and providing jobs. The governor delivered his 40-minute speech amid a din as opposition MLAs raised slogans, displayed placards and squatted in the well of the house for almost the entire duration. The Mizoram budget session will commence from today. Governor Vijay Kumar Singh will deliver his address on the first day of the session. Chief Minister Lal Duhoma, who holds the finance portfolio, will present the budget for the 2026-27 fiscal on the 26th of this month. General discussion on the budget will be taken up on March 2nd and 3rd, after which government businesses as well as demand-wise discussion on the budget will be held. In a major crackdown on drug trafficking, the Assam Rifles and the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence conducted a joint operation leading to the seizure of approximately 450,000 Yaba tablets valued at around 45 crore rupees in Tripura. Acting on specific intelligence inputs, security personnel intercepted a Tata truck bearing registration AS01TC7674 during the operation at Mungyakami General Area under Kowai District. A thorough search was carried out, which led to the massive recovery. One individual was apprehended in connection with the case. The operation marks a significant success in ongoing efforts to curb narcotics trafficking in the northeastern region. Class 10 and 12 board exams of the Central Board of Secondary Education will commence from today across the country. According to the schedule, the Class 12 board exam will be conducted from today till April 9th and the Class 10 exam will begin from today till March 11th. This year, a total of 25,08,319 students will appear for the Class 10 board exams, while 18,59,551 students will appear for the Class 12 exams. Along with the entire country, 6,877 students in the 10th standard and 5,378 students in the 12th standard will appear from Tripura in the board exams. In Manipur, the Class 12 examination to be conducted by Council of Higher Secondary Education Manipur will begin from today. More than 31,500 candidates are appearing for the examination at 117 centres spread across the state, which will conclude on the 20th of next month. All arrangements have been made to conduct the exam in a smooth and fair manner. Meanwhile, Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh extended his best wishes to the students who are appearing in this year's Class 12 exams. The Meghalaya government yesterday announced elections to the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council. The polling to elect new members of the council will be held on April 10th and counting of votes on April 14th. The last date for filing of nomination is March 16th before 3 p.m. and scrutiny of nominations will take place on the same day after 3 p.m. Meanwhile, the Meghalaya Cabinet has approved the report of the Expert Committee on Reservation Policy and the report will be placed in the State Assembly. The Committee on the State Reservation Policy, headed by Justice retired M.C. Garg, was constituted in 2023 with the task to review the current framework of reservation that provides 40% reservation each for Khasi Jaintia and Garo communities, 5% for other scheduled tribes and scheduled castes, and 15% for the unreserved category. To improve the socio-economic status of farmers, the Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Department of Tripura handed over power weeders and power sprayers to 42 beneficiaries during a program at Teliamura under Kowai District yesterday. The program was inaugurated by the Chief Whip of the Legislative Assembly, Kalyani Shaha Roy. Meanwhile, the program to purchase paddy from farmers at the minimum support price for the current Kharif season has begun in Bishalgarh subdivision of Sipahijala district from yesterday. The program was organized at the Bishalgarh Food Warehouse under the initiative of the Tripura Food and Agriculture Department. The same initiative has also started in Kowai subdivision. The Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Department has set a target to purchase 300 metric tons of paddy. The Department of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, and George Institute of Global Health, India, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding at the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Kohima. The partnership will focus on promoting community health for health project, which aims to build Nagaland's community-led health reforms. Principal Director of Health and Family Welfare Department, Dr. Merininla Senlem, said the signing of MOUs marks the beginning of a new chapter in a collective journey towards strengthening the health system and improving population health outcomes. George Institute for Global Health India Director, Dr. Pallab Maulik, said that the institute is looking forward to work with the Nagaland government and not only in research but also in capacity building. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main said that despite rapid modernization, the indigenous traditions of Arunachal Pradesh remain intact and continue to guide society. Addressing the 56th Tamla Du Festival celebration at Meadow Lohit, Main highlighted the need to connect culture with development and emphasized that Arunachal Pradesh possesses immense historical and spiritual wealth. He spoke about the state government's efforts to preserve heritage sites, including plans for developing heritage circuits, historical landmarks, and the proposed World War II museum and related routes. A delegation of the National Integration Tour organized by the Assam Rifles met President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. Around 23 representatives of civil society organizations from Tengnopal and Chandel districts of Manipur and 45 personnel are taking part in the 15-day tour. The president praised the rich cultural heritage and resilience of the Northeast and encouraged the delegates to contribute actively towards peace, education, and inclusive national progress. The delegates also visited India Gate, National War Memorial, and the Red Fort. And a marathon with the theme Run for Our Roots, Race for Our Pride was organized in Arunachal Pradesh to commemorate the 151st year of the 1875 Anglo-Wancho War. Around 500 runners, including local youth, women, students, community leaders and jawans of the Assam Rifles, participated in the marathon, which was organized in two categories of 5 kilometers and 10 kilometer distances at Longding. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashwani, Shillong. Have a nice day.